Are you there?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi, yes, queen. We're recording. So, congratulations. You're my first guest ever. So excited.
Oh, so
This is
exciting.
the Flavor Podcast by Jessica. In case you're wondering where that name came from, totally my uncle. Have to give him credit. What's up? How are you? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just walking my dog, Jerry.
Aw, Jerry. I love him. I miss him. I love that picture of him in the sunflowers.
Oh
Like,
my God.
or not the sunflowers, but the, you know what I'm talking about, the daisies.
Oh yeah, his little flower crown.
Yeah, it's the best. Literally the best. We can put it on my Instagram because I now have an Instagram for this podcast.
Oh yeah, that's a
What?
great first picture to start with.
Right? Everyone's gonna love Jerry. I feel like, and it's so hard for me because I don't have social media anymore. And let me tell you, like, it's like a joke, like to me, seriously, because last night I was downloading like Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that shit, you know?
Oh,
Feel like I
yeah.
don't know how to work anything.
Well,
Like,
that's okay because I think it makes you live more in the moment.
dude, I
You
love it. Like, it's changed my entire life. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, when I say that, like, I don't ever want my own social media accounts ever again. Like,
How
I only did social media for the podcast so people feel like they have a place to like talk and, you know, find out what's.
Long did you have your Facebook down for?
Dude, it's been down since June. I didn't even reopen my Facebook. I like made a whole brand new one just for the podcast. Like I used the podcast email, everything.
Okay, yeah, a good
So
idea.
yeah, so it's seriously so weird. Like I feel like an idiot kind of because it's like, how did I go from like being on Facebook all day, every day to like not knowing how to even use it at all?
No, that's refreshing to hear because have you seen that episode of Black Mirror where I can't remember the exact episode name, but they put chips in behind people's ears?
Like what kind of chips? Like Doritos? A
Computer chips.
Well, that's gay. I want Doritos.
Come on, Ruffles or butter. We all know
That's
that.
Ruffles, really? That's what you chose? If I was
Didn't
really gonna get crazy, like hands down favorite chip, it's 110% chili cheese Fritos. I don't care what anyone says, they're the best bag of chips. They are. They're the best. I have a bag of them in my snack drawer in my home. Like I'm not even joking. Like best chip ever. And I have a family size bag of Doritos, so that was why I said Doritos first. But anyway, back to computer chips.
Oh yeah. So anyways, they live in this ver or live in this different reality. It's futuristic.
Okay.
And well, there's a couple different episodes, but one with the computer chips behind their head, they can pl replay any memory that they want,
Creepy.
which is because it's almost like, when you used to have Facebook, you'd like look at your pictures or look at your albums. Well,
Yeah.
it's like that, but intensified.
See, and that's like sad to me, kind of, because like I feel like now that I'm not on social media, it is so refreshing to like just go to something and not have to pull my phone out to record it to put it on Facebook.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
it's so weird. Like, I feel like, have you ever seen that meme with like the old lady and she's like in the crowd at whatever, and there's all those people around her like holding cameras and like,
Yes.
and she's just chilling there looking? That's me. I'm that old lady. I miss that. Like I love it. It's so nice. It's refreshing. It's nice. And like, God, I don't like taking pictures anyway, so it's perfect for me. Like, seriously. But anyway, so they have the computer chips. I keep interrupting. I'm sorry. I'm just really excited to talk to you.
No, it's all good. That's basically it, And then the other one is everyone has like their iPhone, and as
Right.
they walk past each other, they rate each other on their
What?
like interactions. And then
Ew.
based on your rating is like how good of a house you can buy and how good of a job you
What?
can get.
That's fucking horrible. So that's like real life Tinder. But instead of getting hooked up with like a piece of shit dude, you're getting hooked up with a piece of shit house. That's bullshit. That's not fair. I don't like that one.
And have you seen The Handmaid's Tale?
That show is so fucked up. But the reason it's so fucked up is because it could literally happen. And so I feel like every woman out there who is listening to this podcast needs to watch it if they haven't. But they also need to know that it's super gross and it's super gory and there's gross shit in it. But like, let me tell you, whew, I love it. I hope they're gonna say you love it, because like,
well, I actually haven't seen it yet.
Oh my, what?
But it's been recommended to me, and one of my friends here told me that it's important to watch just to be aware of what could happen.
Seriously, it's so true. Like some of the stuff that happens in it, it's like, it's a really crazy concept, but if you really think about it, you're like, whoa, like this could really happen. And what if it did? Like, dude, it's made me think, like, what am I gonna do when I have to, like, this shit happens? Like, I don't even own a house. Like,
I
think, like, do I need to start saving water? Like, you know?
I think that we were born at the right time, because I don't think global warming will hurt our generation, and I don't think that all that stuff will hurt us, but I think in 100 or 200 years, something's gonna happen.
Oh, of course. And, like, the sad thing is, if it's, like, you know, I mean, granted, we're only in our 20s, like, if we have kids, that's gonna affect them. And, like, that's a terrifying thing. Like, do people our age even want to have kids now? Like, I don't know if I do because of that. Like, it's scary. It's scary out there. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm ready for the election. You should hear me every single day at work, because I listen to the nightly news every morning. And I yell at my freaking phone every morning and piss Megan off. But, like, let me tell you, I hate our president. And I'm going to just say it now in the first episode, because everyone should know. They like him. Don't even listen to me.
So back to the age thing, like, just were saying that we're in our 20s, or Jessica, I just turned 29.
Yeah.
And you want to know what hit me the other day? I was like, I'm the age that I'm going to joke I'm turning for like the next like 40 birthdays I have. Like, I'll be turning 37. I'll be like, 29.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa. Here, so
this I better. The best year of your life. Watch that I say that, it's going to be like the worst year, but I'm knocking on wood so I don't like jinx you, because that would really suck if it was the worst year of your life. But yeah, it's scary. Like, I had like this crazy epiphany just in the last couple weeks that, like, I know I'm only 27, but I'm 27. Like, what the hell did I do? Like, my 10-year school anniversary is this year. Like, what?
Whoa.
I graduated high school 10 years ago. Like, what did I do in 10 years? Like,
What are they calling the generation under us?
Oh, shit. Don't ask me questions. I think it's... Hold on. So we're millennials. Is it Generation Z? Now I gotta look it up.
Oh, wait. I think it's I generation. Because this is... Actually, I remember hearing this. I don't know if it's true. But that they said that, like, most kids in their generation from age 3 to 5... knew how to swipe open an iPhone.
Isn't it so gross?
So I think that they, but that wouldn't be the generation under us, would it?
I'm definitely looking it up while we talk, because I need to know now. Because
I think that'd be like 10-year-olds now.
I need to know how to spell. No, I was almost close. It's Generation Z. So after millennials is Generation Z. But then I think what you're talking about is...
the next one.
So Gen Z... it claims that it's Gen Alpha, I think. That doesn't seem right, though. I don't think I've ever even heard that. This looks like some sketchy ass website.
They might be giving themselves that name, too.
Yeah, right? They might be. Who knows? They could. They've got all the technology, too, now. It's crazy.
Right? Where they can make it up themselves.
Dude, the other day, so I was hanging out with our friend Amanda. I have to say our friend, because, like, people are listening to our conversation. But... and her friend came over with her kids, and she had, I think her son was 11. And dude, he was in like full Nike Jordan wear. I think Nike does Jordan, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're going for. Anyway, he was wearing full Jordan shoes, a whole like Jordan Nike outfit. He was holding his phone and he was talking to us about how he was buying a mask off of Twitter. And I'm like, dude, when I was 11, I was like picking my nose on the hammock outside. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
And this kid is just like nonchalantly saying that, and I'm like, I don't know if I can have kids. Like, my kids can't do that. Like, they're not gonna, like, my kids are going outside, you know.
Well, yeah. And you know, they say, like, in all fairness, you, if you're gonna have a kid yourself, that you want to try to have it before you're 35.
I know.
And that's like closer to me than ever before.
Like, well, and it's scary too for like someone like me who's a diabetic, where it's like, dude, like, and granted, I'm at the point in my life where after all the crazy shit that I've gone through in the last couple of years with dudes, I'm done with them. I'm not dating ever again. But, you know, I'm at the point where, like, once I move out and buy a house, I will totally buy someone's eggs. I'm cool with that. But dude, fuck off. I'm, like, over them. I'm so much happier by myself. Like, and I, like, that, I know every girl who's, like, single says that, but, like, I legit mean it. Like, dudes talk to me in the bar, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta go. Like, I won't even take the free drink anymore. Not yeah. So, anyway, how's your job? How's life? Tell me all about you.
Life is good. Well, let's see here. So, as you know from the first podcast, you know, Jessica and I met at a bar, and I was just like, who wants a job? Who here wants a job?
And I legit, like, wanted a job.
And you, like, half raised your hand. I was like, you're hired on Monday. Come in. And then I go home and I tell my parents, hey, I just found this new girl. She's going to start working for us. And they're like, what? You can't just give out jobs. I was like, well, I did. And she's coming in for a quote working interview. AKA, you guys are going to officially hire her. And they were like, okay, we'll see about it. But then once you left, they were like, she is great. Where did you find her?
I love it. It's so ridiculous because you literally found me at a bar. Granted, I wasn't even drinking that night, which is saying something for me, because normally when I'm out, I'm drinking. But, you know, I was pissed at the system of good old waitressing. I want to be able to say the name of where I was waitressing, but I don't know if that's, like, legal.
But, like, no, you probably could, but it doesn't matter.
I was wondering that my first episode, because I was like, I was a waitress. But, like, some of the waitressing stories I have, like, totally kind of commit to the name of where I was waitressing, so I'll have to figure that out before I talk about, you know,
maybe coming next episode.
Yeah, right, I'll let you know next episode.
But Jessica, I feel that you meeting me was the universe's way of the law of attraction working itself out.
Oh my god. Okay, so on that note, do you want to know something so crazy?
Yes,
we are literally recording tonight on a full moon. And I, like, when I was driving home tonight, and I was like, holy fuck, I'm recording first ever episode with Courtney on a full moon. This is the best night of my life. Like, I was so excited. And, like, for everybody listening, they're going to be like, this bitch is crazy. But you have to understand that me and Courtney, like, 100% think that the crazies come out on a full moon. And we love astrology and genealogy and all that bullshit. And if you don't like it, you can leave. But when I saw that, I was like, yes, this is meant to be. You were supposed to be my first guest.
Oh.
So anyway, back to what you were saying. So sorry.
Just kind of like you working for a perfect fit was really meant to be.
Oh, that's so
because
sweet.
You know, my parents, so I worked for my parents, and right. I told them that, hey, I'm moving to San Diego in a roughly like 6 to 8 months.
Right.
And Charlie was in denial. Okay. And so he was not proactive about finding someone,
right? Because he didn't want to lose you. He loves you.
And we were so busy that I was at the point of desperation,
right,
drinking, and I, you know, made the announcement. And they say that with the law of attraction, that don't delay, don't second guess, and right, that when an opportunity presents itself, aka when I like yelled that out at the bar,
yeah,
you jumped on it. And how'd you like hesitate or been like, oh, she's like a little drunk or I don't know? You hell may no, not be working for them right now.
That would be like, I've actually thought about that a lot, because like your family and just the work family we have there, like they're my family now, like, and I can't imagine like not being there, you know what I mean? Like if I couldn't see Mr. President's fat fluffy face every single morning and him do his little foot tap dance at me, I don't, like, where would I be? Like, and God, if I was still waitressing right now, Courtney, like, I would be, like, I'm psycho now. Could you imagine me as a waitress still?
No.
Horrifying. Like, just the thought of that is horrifying to me. So, yeah, it totally was. And, like, granted, with the drinking thing, when you talk about that, I know that you totally, like, made this huge lifestyle change, but you were in Wisconsin, so you have to, like, give yourself a little leniency on that, because let me tell you, I know how it feels, like, being here, that's what people want to do here is drink.
I know. And
when you get to a certain age, it's like, is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? Because now I'm getting to the point where, like, I go out to the bars on the weekends because I want to meet dudes or friends or, you know, whatever. But it's like people that aren't my age anymore. You know, I'm getting to the point where it's like, if there's, and then if they are my age, it's like, do I really even want to be friends with this human who's like out, you know? Like,
yeah.
And it sounds judgmental because it's like, bitch, I'm out. But also, like, I'm sorry. Like, this guy last weekend, he was a very nice guy. Of course, the first question I asked him if he was a murderer. And then all night, like, he kind of creeped me out because then all night he kept saying, I'm not a murderer every time he'd see me. And then I'm like, oh, dude, that kind of makes you a fucking murderer. But anyway, he told me that he was 36 and he was like kind of ashamed of his age, which then kind of made me sad because I was like, dude, you shouldn't be ashamed of your age like at all. But then it made me realize, like, dude, I'm kind of a bitch because, like, I did kind of judge him when he told me his age, not because of his age, but because he was sitting out at a bar on a Saturday night and he's 36, you know?
Yes, but you know that with judging, if you quote judging people, there's a balance and there's right. a fine line, because I was at a show once and this super nice guy started talking to me, but he was missing both of his front teeth.
Oh no.
But it was weird, Jessica, because everything else about him, even his smile was perfect.
Oh.
And then he was like offering me a drink, and because, you know, I was judging him, I said no. But then I was talking to my friend about it, and he said, look, You're judging yourself is a way of protecting yourself.
Right, right.
And if you were just nice or let everyone in and didn't have your guard up, and, you know, because my friend was like, look, you don't want to end up with two lost front teeth. Like, who knows? Maybe he got in a fight. Maybe he was doing meth. Maybe they just True. Fucking fell out, you know?
I mean, granted, Unicorn, who came into work, he was missing his two front teeth, and he was amazing looking. So, like,
I forgot about him.
I'm still looking for you, Unicorn. You come find me. His name, it's creepy that I know his name, so I can't, you know, that'd be super creepy. But if he remembers, like, that moment, I was the girl with the short hair, don't forget about it.
Can you tell everyone about your hair, please?
Oh yeah, I was thinking about that I never said that in the first episode, because I was talking about all these crazy lifestyle changes I've made, and I didn't realize I didn't mention that I was bald. And then I was like, oh shit, I was bald once.
So and tell everyone why
I shaved my head once. And you're all like, bitch, why would you shave your head? You're all thinking that. I know it. And it's going to be the dumbest reason any of you have ever heard, but I don't care. I literally shave my head because one day when I have kids, I want to be like, you guys can't mess with me because I fucking shaved my head one time and I'm not going to take any shit from you. And that's literally it. I'm going to scare my kids with my bald head. And I'm okay with it.
Wait, it wasn't for like to donate to research or something?
No, why would you think that? I mean,
that's what I assumed.
That's kind of messed up. I would have loved to donate it for research, but my hair had bleach in it, so when I cut it, I like had shaved it all off, and they were like, oh, you can't donate it because it's bleach. And I was like, cool, so I'm bald now, like, you know. But I mean, I did it for that reason, not
because... Did you do it in a hair salon?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And all the girls that I took, my friend Jesse with me, and he was with me, and he was like, now are you sure? Like, him and the professor, like, are you sure, like, you really want to do this? And I'm like, yeah, just do it. And they're both like freaking out for me, and I'm like, guys, just do it, it's hair, just chop it off, like, it, I promise it'll come back. And then she did it, and she was like, do you have any regrets? Are you regretting this? I'm like, well, I can't now, like, it's already gone, so, like, nope. And there it was. I was bald. I will also post a bald picture on the Instagram page. I need to remember all the things I'm saying. I'm going to write it down.
Please do.
I have a page in my journal. And the first page was all the crap I was going to talk about myself. But then, of course, I got so nervous that I couldn't look and make sure the things I was saying. So none of the crap that I wrote down is even what I talked about. But my first page, it says, Courtney, smiley face, first guest ever. I'm going to put cherry pick. And bald pick.
And I feel like you should put a picture of where your hair is at now, because now you can put it in a ponytail.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? But yeah, it's been 2 years, like, which sounds so nuts now when I say it out loud, like, because it doesn't feel like it's been that long. But we were talking about that at work actually the other day, because Charlie was like, yeah, when I first met you, like, you were pretty much bald. And I'm like, whoa, that's so nuts. That's so true though. I was bald. But hey, whatever. To each their own, I suppose.
Yeah.
I did it. I mean, I'll never do it again because it was a definite, it was interesting. You know, I got like, it definitely makes me look at people differently now. You
How
know?
So?
Well, I feel like people were like really weird with me. They were either like, they would act like I wasn't bald at all. And that, like, they'd get awkward around me. Like, they thought something was wrong. You know, like, they thought I had cancer or something. And they didn't want to, like, ask or bring it up.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'd get, like, random strangers that would literally come up and just rub my head and be like, why you bald? Like, what the freak?
What?
You can ask me why I'm bald, but why are you touching my head? Like, what?
That is so ridiculous. I feel like there needs to be a poll out there to see...
Right, like totally, like seriously. And I was hit on by women a lot, which I actually like kind of appreciated because like I'm not a lesbian, but I loved it. I was like, you saw all the women in this bar and you came and talked to me. Like, oh, it made me feel so good. Like, it made me feel hot, you know. I was like, damn, even women want to hit on me. I mean, they're the only thing that want to hit on me, but it was okay. It made me feel good.
Guys weren't down for it.
Guys did not like the bald head. Oh, no. They didn't like the bald head. They did not like the short hair even. Like, I got some looks. Like, anytime I would be out the bar, like, and I'd even try to just talk to a dude, they'd be like, oh, I gotta go find my girlfriend. And I'd be like, dude, I'm not trying to hit on you. I'm just trying to ask you to move so I can buy things. Sorry. I know that I'm hotter than you, even bald. So, nope. And, like, this one time, it was so funny. So, I was out with my friend, Lexi, who I'll interview at some point. And she had brought out a friend of hers that I had never met before. But you know me. I'm just like, whatever. I know everyone. And she was, like, talking to me in the bar. And she kept, like, pointing out this really tall dude that she thought was super cute. And he was cute. And she kept, like, pointing him out. She's like, oh, I would love to talk to him, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, then why don't you? You know me.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I could never. So I went over to him, and I started talking to him. And you could just tell, like, the second I started talking to him, like, he, like, tensed up because he thought I was trying to flirt with him. And so finally, like, halfway through the conversation, I was like, hey, dude, like, I'm not interested in you. I'm just trying to hook you up with my friend who's over there. So will you, like, follow me? And then you could see that he got even, like, more hesitant because, like, if I'm the bald girl that came to talk to him, who the hell am I going to bring him to, you know? But then, so they ended up talking all night, and they're still together now.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I'm a great matchmaker. I'm very good at it. For everybody else except myself.
Of course.
I like to pick winners. That's a whole nother story in my world, but... it's like, for me though, it's like the unicorn effect, like unicorn at work. It's like that all the time. It's like, I'll meet someone or I'll see them and I'm like, oh, they're so cute. And then it's just the opportunity doesn't happen. And then it's like, they're gone forever. And that's it.
The unicorn effect, hashtag.
Like, literally, like totally a patent that or something. But anyway, so you were talking about how you left Perfect Fit and you went to... So tell us all about that, because, like, dude, it sucks here. It's snowing. It's 17 degrees outside. You are not anything horrible.
Jessica, I actually just recently was reading an article saying that the temperature that it is in the Midwest today and tomorrow are beating records for, like,
what?
Yeah, record low temperatures for that day. Yeah.
Global warming.
No, totally.
Yeah.
So anyways, because of that reason exactly, the weather, I had to leave, and it was really hard because I had a couple of great friends and I had my family.
You can give shout outs if you want.
Aw, okay. Well, how about you? And then, you know, my friend Nate, Rudy, I really clicked with a group of guys, and because we were in the Midwest, they, you know, my friends could afford to buy a boat or buy a jet ski. And, you know, the cost of living is so cheap. But the weather really bummed me out. And
I lived in Alaska my whole life.
Oh, man, I could never do that. But anyways, you know, I'm happier here. And it was hard leaving everything and everyone. But I'm an outside person and I'm hyperactive and
right.
I like to, you know, walk around just like I'm walking my dog Jerry right now. I'll probably walk him this entire time.
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that every time you say his name because I just miss him.
Is there anything new with Mr. President?
No, but just that he's cute. Like, he literally is the sweetest boy. Like, so I was sick. I had a bad headache this morning. And so I had messaged Charlie because I'm in the lab now. So, like, you know, I was like, hey, can I come in a little late so I can get a little sleep? And he's the best boss ever. So he was like, yeah, what, you know, whatever. So when I come in, Mr. President, he's so cute. He does that little, like, his front feet when he does his little foot tap thing. I wish you could see me right now because I'm literally doing it with, like, my own hands. But it just makes me feel so loved. Like, he makes me feel so happy every time I walk in. He just loves me. And that's why dogs are better than humans. We don't like, he's such a sweet boy. But, no, nothing's real new. He hasn't done any cool trick classes or anything lately. So,
I'll
have to keep you updated.
Yes, please do.
Yeah. I mean, not that your parents couldn't, because, you know, dog.
But Charlie be like, he's fine.
Right. Exactly. He wouldn't even, like, tell you anything cool. He'd just be like, he's the same. Like, what? I'll tell you the cool stuff, because I am his godmom, so, you know.
Real quick, Jessica. Yeah. I wanted to say from listening to your first episode that I am so proud of you. For getting through, would you say $22,000 in debt?
No,
that you paid off.
I was, when I first moved to Janesville, I was $42,000 in debt, and now I'm just under $25,000.
That is something to be really proud about.
Yeah, I'm poor all the time, and you know, the only thing I can afford to do is free podcasting. But hey, works for me. Super nice when I'm living like no one else, because I'm living like no one else today, or whatever that Dave Ramsey bullshit is they say. But
wait, who is Dave Ramsey?
Dave Ramsey is the greatest man ever. Your parents have also taken his class, so if you haven't, you should look into him, even if you don't take the class. He's incredible. He is like a financial guru. He was like a multi-million dollar real estate owner, and then he like went into all this like bankruptcy, and like he's just got this crazy story. And he was like millions of dollars in debt. And then he made this program for people because he got out of debt. And when he first started the program, it was like a 2-year program. And now it's only 6 to 8 weeks or something like that. But he is life changing. He's changed my life. He makes you view money so differently. And he makes you think about the things that you're purchasing. And is it like, is this something that I'm going to use in a week? Is this something I'm going to use next month? You know, and he just, he has this way about talking about money where it doesn't feel scary, because when I was in that much debt, it was just, I used to call it my suicide debt, because I literally didn't think I was even going to have to pay it off. I thought I'd be dead by the time, you know, I wasn't in a good place when I built up all that debt. So honestly, I felt like I was never going to have to pay it off, and debt doesn't transfer to your loved ones. So like, as crazy as that sounds, it sounds so nuts now, because like, I, you know, I don't have those feelings anymore, but I did. And with Dave Ramsey, he makes you feel like no debt is unpayable. You know, he's inspirational, and like, he's changed my life, and he's changed my aunt and uncle's lives, and he changed your parents' lives. Like, he's amazing. So if you've never used him, you should definitely.
So did you take a class, or did you just listen to something?
So he does have a podcast. So like, if you didn't want to like take the class, you don't have to, you know, he does talk about money management and all that stuff. He has a podcast. I think he has an NPR, like a radio something or other too, but I'm not 100% sure. You'd have to look into that.
Okay.
He does a class, and it's like $100 and something, but you get all the materials and stuff to take it. And then, it basically like, there's all these videos, and once you pay for the class once, you can take it as many times as you want, which is kind of cool, because it's like, if you don't really understand it the first time, you can take it a second time. And like, most churches and stuff do it. That's where my aunt and uncle did it for the first time, and that's actually where I did it. I did it at that church with the giant cross here in town.
Okay.
And it was awesome. It like, and I only took the class, so when I first started the class, I was like 35 in debt or something. I had only paid off a couple thousand of what I owed. And I took the class, and like within the first like 8 weeks, I had paid off like, it was like $3,000 or something. But really? He's very adamant about like, you have to stick to a budget, and like any money that comes in, it goes towards debt. I mean, and it's great. It's a really great program. I suggest it to anybody who's struggling with that, because it totally changed my life.
But that is really good to know.
Yeah, yeah. But thanks. I appreciate the congratulations, but I pretty much owe it to Dave Ramsey, so call him.
Him.
Yeah, so shout out to Dave Ramsey. If you want to, like, call, I will, like, totally love to talk to you. Whatever, you know, you don't have to. I feel like everybody in the world is listening to this, and it's probably, like, three people, like, you know, that don't give a shit about half the stuff I say, but that's okay.
Hey, I listen to podcasts 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. So
also anything new. Also, shout out to Karen in Georgia. We both love you.
Oh my God,
hear us right now. We love you, and I would totally love for my podcast to be on your network, which you'll hear from me, because I know you're a little behind on them. But, like, oh, love them. I was actually just listening to them right before before you called me, because they're incredible. I listen to them.
Yeah. I don't go a day without them.
I don't either. And literally, they're the reason I'm doing this podcast. Like, they've changed my life. Like, they make me feel like my anxiety and my depression isn't something that I should just be keeping quiet out about anymore, because what's the point? Like, everybody struggles from this crap. Why do I have to keep mine a secret, you know?
Yeah.
It's good. I just talk about it, and I don't give a crap what anybody thinks anymore, and it's whatever, you know? And I just, they're just so, they're good women. They totally, like, deserve all they have, and I just, every time they talk about something good that happened to them, I'm like, yes, you deserve it.
And so for anyone listening, it's the podcast My Favorite Murderer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should have done that, like, to begin with, probably.
No worries.
Yeah, you know. But, so yeah, what else is new other than, you know,
that you're moving and weather? Well, I work full-time designing teeth.
Yep.
And then I started my own little side business designing teeth.
How's that going?
Oh my God. Sorry, I don't know if I can say it. OMG. OMG. It is going so well, Jessica.
Oh, I love that.
That, like, my little side business is, like, paying for my rent.
What? Congratulations. And that's incredible. And you live, like, where rent is so expensive. So that's cool.
Yeah. It is expensive. And, you know, it's like I'm in a safe place, and I like my right. roommate. And, you know, that's why today, Monday through Fridays, sometimes I'll be working 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But because I enjoy what I do.
Right.
I'm cool with it. And then I can get off and hang out with my dog, Jerry. So it's like I live a very simple life during the week.
Yeah.
But I like it. And I work for one lab. And I don't want to get too much into work lingo. But
right.
They're an older lab with older people, and they have the computers, but not many people in this lab of like 30 people. I think one other person knows how to run these computers.
That's crazy.
Scanner designer Ann Mills. So I'm going in there and I'm helping them, and you know, it's just also a feel good thing.
Right. Exactly. Well, like I said in my first podcast about my own life, like once you find the job that you love, you won't work a day in your life. And like, I know that's so cheesy sounding, but it's so the truth. Like, I can't imagine doing anything else now because I love where I'm at.
Yeah, and think of all the trial and error it took to get there.
Right. Like, I think about the horrible waitressing memories, and I'm like, thank Jesus Christ that I don't have to do that ever again.
What was your worst waitressing story?
Oh, God.
Or do you want to save that for later?
No, that's fine. I feel like, I don't know. There's like a few, you know, like, but there were so many that they all kind of just started to like combine into just one. I hate this atmosphere, and this just isn't for me. I just feel like anybody out there who's listening, like if you're mean to your waitress or your waiter, don't go out to eat. Like it's not cool. Seriously, like. Those people don't even handle, like, don't even do anything with your food. We don't cook it. We literally put it on a tray and bring it to you. And if you're going to be a piece of shit and, like, tell me your food's cold, but then be a dick to me and leave me 25 cents, that's ridiculous. Granted, if your food's cold and you're super nice to me and I take it back, cool. Tell me your food's cold. I get it.
But yeah, exactly.
I think one of my like most memorable waitressing stories like that was like bad was this woman. So she had come in like kind of like before her husband. So it was just her and her son. And so I put the menus down or whatever and they order their drinks. So I go get the drinks and I bring them back. And she's like, okay, we're going to wait for my husband, blah, 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 you know, whatever. So I come back to the table when he gets there and her son had put apple juice in a wine glass at the table. And where I worked, there was rules like people couldn't put like juice in the wine glasses because if somebody had walked in and saw a little kid drinking yellow juice out of a wine glass, it looks like wine, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just like, I was really polite. I was like, you know, I'm really sorry, but company policy, like he can't put his apple juice in the, you know, the wine glasses. Like, I'm really sorry. I could get you like a different cup. It just can't be a wine glass. She was so angry, Courtney, that she stood up and threw menus at me. She literally threw menus at me. And I like, I was so shocked it happened, Courtney. I just started laughing. I was like, did that really just happen to me? Like, did somebody literally just get up and throw menus at me? Okay. So even her husband, he just looked like mortified, you know? And she's like, I refuse to eat here. And I'm like, okay. Like, do you really think this is hurting my feelings at all? You just threw menus at me, bitch. Leave. Like, so anyway, I go, I get my manager, you know, because that's like what you do. And he decided to take the table or whatever. And they stayed or whatever. But I, you know, he like wouldn't even let me wait on them after that. And which was great because I was like, fuck her, you know.
Yeah.
And so he waited on them. But then afterwards, I was like cleaning up the table and stuff for him because he took over the table. And a guy had slid, like the husband had slid $10 under the table with a little note that said, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
And so I was like, even that guy knows his wife is a bitch. Like, oh, it was just, but it made me feel good to know that it wasn't me. It was totally this crazy lady because it wasn't even that big of a deal. Like, but I don't even, that's probably not even the worst thing that's happened to me, but that's definitely one that I'll never forget because it was just so like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, I tell you, when things get thrown at you, you're like, okay. But yeah, it was definitely interesting. I don't know. It's like, it's so funny because I look back on it now, you know, and it's like, there are days that I really miss when I'm thinking about waitressing. It's like, today is Veterans Day, which by the way, shout out to that. Like, happy Veterans Day.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think to do that. I'm an asshole. It's like 37 minutes into this. Man, I suck ass. But anyway, so you'll have to send me that picture of Jerry, by the way. That just popped in my head. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wanted to tell you real quick.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I worked, you know, just like you, at a couple of different restaurants throughout my life. First job ever being at Subway. Ooh. I was a sandwich artist.
Dude, I was a ice cream creator at Cold Stone. So I feel you. I still know some of the tip songs that we would have to sing when little kids would put pennies in our tip jar. Anyway,
I forgot you guys had to sing those songs.
Yeah. And we had to do it every time anything was put in there. So little kids would come in and be like, here's a penny. Oh,
Sing one.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Okay.
So anyway, keep going. So you're a sandwich maker.
So that's, you know, my first job I started at, and yeah. I lived in California a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I was living here and I was a barista, but then they had me fill in at this like kind of like a grab and go pizza place where pizza's pre-made. I give them a slice, overpriced, yeah. You know, kind of bad food at the beach. It is what it is.
Right.
And they came out with these new uniforms. And they had a giant slice of pizza on the front. And on the back, it said, you want a pizza me? And the comments from the men were just out of control.
That is so, like, why did anybody even think of that when they made that shirt? Because a man made that shirt. That's why.
And, like, the one guy.
That is harassing. So, anyway, keep going.
This one guy was like, nah, I'll take the whole pie.
Ew.
Like winks at me and I was like, all right, I'm never filling in here again.
How old were you at the time?
22.
Ugh, that's sick. I was kind of hoping you were younger so I could make that guy feel like shit, but I guess you were of age, but still, don't be gross, dude. Like, get your pizza and go home. Like, if you want to hit on me, do it in a nice way. Like, don't talk to me, sure, gross pervert old man. Like, ugh. You know, like, oh, I just, like, I feel like now in this day and age, like, I'm totally, like, women's rights. Women are all amazing. Like, I've been doing a lot of art projects lately that all just revolve around, like, women and how important we are and, like, how we're totally just, like, thrown under the bus all the time. And it just makes me sick. And, I, you know, you hear, like, these horror stories. Because I listen to news every day. Because I feel like, you know, I'm getting to the point in my life where, like, you know, they always say, oh, you're going to get old and you're going to want to listen to the news. But it's so true. Like, I want to know what's happening in our world because anything could happen right now. I mean, it's just so crazy. And like, you hear these horror stories about women, like when you were talking about Handmaid's Tale, it's just like, it's too realistic. It's just scary. And even just a comment like that about your shirt, it's like, ugh, just shut up. Who raised you, a monkey? You know? But anyway, so then after that, what did you do?
I can't remember the other times.
Tell me about the ice cream place.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I worked at this ice cream place and it was on the beach and, you know, it was my first month of working. Yep. And I worked with a bunch of kids from Brazil and they all spoke Portuguese and
love it.
So it was cool because they would kind of teach me new words, but then I did feel a little alone, but
right.
I embraced it. I enjoyed it. And then one day I went into work and they were like, hey, Courtney, and they pulled me aside and they were like, everyone that worked here has been fired except for you.
What?
Because none of the people from, or none of the other workers had like worker permits.
Oh no.
And that they were here on some other type of visa. And I guess someone came around and when I got hired, like my first day, I think I brought in my birth certificate or something, which ruled me out.
Oh.
So I had been there about a month.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now I was in charge of training people and making the schedule and working. And it was just the craziest job I ever had.
Right.
Because we think that the two guys that owned it, their names were like Dan and John Smith.
Okay.
And so those are never
ass names. Those aren't real.
We never saw them, maybe once a month.
Okay.
And we think like the little, you know, cash flowing business was like a cover up of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Like something bigger was going on.
I mean, listen to their names. It had to.
And, you know, they would come once a month. They'd be like, hey, how's it going? Do you need anything? And I'd be like, yes, sponges. Like we need sponges and like floor cleaner.
Yeah.
And right. They wouldn't give it to us. So like I would have to ration sponges by cutting them. And then we had to use bleach because that was the one and only cleaning supply that we had.
Oh my God.
What else? Yeah, like they would come and I'd be like, hey, you know, for the hot fudge sundae, I'll do like 3 pumps of chocolate and a little bit of whipped cream. And they're like, oh yeah, it doesn't matter. And you know, a year goes by and they start having other randos training other new people. And,
yeah,
you know, a hot fudge sundae from this place could be like, you know, like 20 pumps of hot fudge and a giant thing of whipped cream and caramel and strawberry syrup and a cherry on top. Or if you're feeling lazy or angry, it could be like maybe 1 or 2 pumps of hot fudge with like just a cherry,
yeah,
no whipped cream.
Yeah, she threw menus at me. I hope she visits California and her sundae fast. That's what I hope.
It was just ridiculous because no one cared. There was no rules and no bosses.
Right.
The funnel cake machine I would fry Oreos in.
That's amazing. My sister loves fried Oreos. She always wants to find them and get them.
I used to fight with my coworker Jose a lot, and one day I came in. And Jose was frying hot dogs in the funnel cake machine.
Ew!
And I told him, you cannot do that. But to clean out the oil, they only gave us like styrofoam cups.
What?
So it was like it was like a 5-hour activity. Like someone would come in and be like, your job this entire shift is to, like, take out that old oil and put new oil in. And, you know, they just slowly scoop it out with the styrofoam cup.
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. But that's so like a first type job bullshit. Like, oh, it's so funny. That's amazing.
Oh, what
Is
other,
it
like,
still
gosh.
open?
It is, but surprise, surprise, new people bought it. So it's under
Oh,
completely different ownership.
now it's like taken care of, and we couldn't like go there, and I could see like how it's run lame.
No, I wish though.
Yeah, right? That would be awesome. I feel like we should still go. Like, I'm like planning our trip together, even though it hasn't even been decided. But when I come and visit, we should just go there just so I can see it, so I can picture it in my brain.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
What else happened at the place? Okay, real quick. So we had these like giant metal gates that
Yeah.
we'd have to put up around this, like, it's like a boxcar essentially on the beach.
Okay.
And they'd say you have to have men do it, but they would leave, they'd have me closing by myself.
Jesus.
And so I would like struggle to find another guy to help me with it.
Right.
And one time the gate slipped and
Oh
fell on this guy.
my God.
And I
Like,
can't believe the place didn't get sued.
it was just like a random guy.
Yeah, and he barely hit his foot, and he was cool, but he was like, that was kind of scary. Like, if
Yeah.
I was standing there, and at that point, I got mad at my boss, and I was like, you know, I feel like I'm put in this position and I'm trying, but it was like wet kind of from like the dew,
Right.
and it just slipped out of my hands. And oh, okay, last beach treat story.
Okay.
So we kept all of our supplies in this like little storage area behind the beach treats. It was called Beach Treats.
Okay.
And one day my coworker was in there and he was trying to get some more napkins down.
Okay.
And as he was pulling the napkins, a vacuum cleaner had been stored up above.
Oh
It fell and it landed, it hit him right in the head and cracked it open.
no. No.
He had to go and get like 8 or 9 stitches.
Oh my God, and you were there?
Well, I walked in and he was bleeding and I was like, whoa. And then his girlfriend ended up bringing him to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. Come back the next day. The vacuum cleaner was right back up in the
Oh
same storage
my
spot.
God. That is ridiculous. That poor guy, first off, like, could you imagine having a vacuum just fall on your head? Like, that is my worst nightmare. Like, being hit in the nose is literally the most horrible
Oh.
thing ever to me. So, oh my God,
Oh,
you
wait.
are
I have
so
two more
dumb.
stories,
Okay,
real quick.
okay, okay.
So it was like this was back when I was working with the kids from Brazil.
Okay.
And I was telling my mom, and then she calls me a couple weeks later and is like, how's work going? Have you met any new coworkers? And they just hired this guy
Okay.
who literally on had tattooed on his arm in block letters, like block bold uppercase letters, fuck bitches. And I was like, well, my new coworker has like an interesting tattoo.
Oh my God. Have I ever told you about the girl that worked at my last waitressing job that had the N-word tattooed behind her ear?
No.
Yeah. And like, the
What?
craziest thing was, like, I understand hiring her and maybe not noticing it. But like for weeks, and of course, you know me, I'm that guy. Like, I want to see who's gonna notice it because I don't want to be the one that tells on her, you know? So like I wait, but nobody does anything about it. So finally I said to my manager, I'm like, you do realize that like this chick's been walking around with a word on her like ear that shouldn't be there. Like, what?
What did they
Whatever.
say?
I mean, they just made her cover it with Band-Aid, and she got it covered eventually because it was like something she did in her past. And she's actually a really, really awesome girl. I really like her, so I hope that
Oh.
she's not pissed I told that story because, like, you know, she's like listening. I want you to know, like, I actually really love you, so like, don't be mad. But it was just like it was so shocking to me that nobody noticed it except me. But maybe it's just because I'm creepy and I like, you
Or observant.
yeah. Oh, okay, we'll go with that. Oh yeah, we'll go with that. My therapist will like that. Instead of creepy, I used observant this week.
Okay, here I got to tell you this last beach treat story that comes to mind.
Okay.
Keep in mind, Jessica, I worked this job for the entire 5 years that I lived in San Diego.
That's nuts.
How have I don't think I've ever told you these stories, but dude, I have got a bunch of them. But so I was training this new girl. You know, it's like my second month, and I'm like the manager and the trainer and everything. And
Right.
her name was Claudia, which is funny because we have our coworker now named Claudia, but
Right. And like, that's not a very common name.
right?
That's crazy.
And this girl, English was her second language.
Okay.
And I loved her. I thought she was so nice and adorable and sweet and worked really hard.
Shout out to Katia if she's listening.
No. And anyways, you know, I'd call my mom every morning as I'm walking up to good old Beach Treats. And I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta go. My mom was like, what? And I was like, whoever closed yesterday left the cash register outside.
Oh my God, yeah, you told me this story. That is outrageous.
And the cash register, man, it was a big clunking thing, and it just stopped working because of, you know, all the moisture from the ocean.
Right.
It had water damage, and I was like, I'm not telling my boss that Claudia left it outside because I really like her. Right. And I was like, I'm just going to say I just came in this morning and it didn't work. And the crazy thing is they would empty out that cash register with of the dollar bills.
Yeah.
But it had a ton of change in it, like full things of change, and it was still all there.
What? That's crazy.
And I was like, okay, that helps my story.
Yeah, right.
Of exactly. I don't want to get Claudia fired.
What would you have said if like all the change is gone? Like,
I would have been like, oh, Claudia, like, go get $20 in change and we're going to make this okay.
True. I didn't even think of that. Totally. That's amazing. I love that story. You told me that one. That was the one I thought you were going to start with, actually, when I brought up Beach Treats, because that's the one you told me. And I was like, how does that just happen?
Or like, we had it for ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, and swirl.
Yep.
And people were like, oh, I'll have mint, please. And it's like, no. Like, we had a big sign because it was soft serve and we just had one soft serve machine.
Right.
That would happen all the time.
Oh, my. That I feel that on so many levels, because, like, at the last place I worked at, every single time I'd go to the table and they'd go, oh, well, do you have this? Why don't you just read the menu? That's another thing. If people out there are listening, we don't want to read you the menu. Be an adult and read your own menu. Like, what the heck? Like, it's like, why do you even ask for one if you're just going to ask me all the questions? Like, you know there's mushrooms in it. It says it right there. Like, I don't miss people. I don't miss them at all. This is why I'm single and alone, because of waitressing. I tell you, I love that you're still just like chilling, walking outside. Like,
dude, I really try to hit 10,000 steps a day.
I know, because you're crazy. It's no, you're not. Let me change that word, because my therapist told me I have to quit calling myself and other people crazy, and I have to start using words like bold and enthusiastic. So pick one of those. You can have one.
So, okay, like, what it boils down to, actually, I want both of them.
Okay, cool.
But
go for it.
Like, being active makes me happy, and it's right. So simple, and it is what it is, but I'm like, well, I guess I'm just gonna go with this, because it's really easy.
I love that. That's amazing. My new thing's been, like, at night, like, even right now as we're podcasting, like, I've been working on, actually, I can't even say what I've been working on, because it's a gift for my cousin, and I know she's gonna listen to this. So I'll just say I'm working on a gift for my cousin, but every night I've just been doing like some sort of crafty thing, and it's just so nice to just sit and chill and craft, you know?
What makes you happy?
That's it. Crafting.
Yeah. Okay. That's what
and
I thought.
To you.
Aww.
But so anything else? Do you want to end with anything? You want to give shout outs? Do you want to like, I don't know. I don't know how to end a podcast. I have never had to do it. So. You know.
Well, what was that hashtag that you came up with earlier? The unicorn one.
Oh, unicorn, something unicorn. Why can't I think of it now?
Well, you know what? Give it time, because think with Karen and Georgia, once right. again, from people from My Favorite Murder.
Exactly.
They didn't start saying stay sexy and don't get murdered until like the 7th or 8th episode.
That's
so.
That's true. Is it like the... See, the problem is I'm, you know me, I'm just going to post this on Thursday without listening to it at all, because that's what a human. So I'm not going to re-listen. So I'm not going to know until somebody tells me. But that's okay, because I have an email now, which is called flavorbyjessica@outlook.com. I also have a Twitter. I have an Instagram and a Facebook, all Flavor by Jessica. Look me up. And if you listen and you remember... the hashtag about the unicorns, you let me know.
Perfect.
I know, right? Because someone will eventually.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
Well, keep up the good work, Jess.
Thanks.
And if you, like, need another guest star.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or if you have, like, a...
You and I should get Tina on sometime.
Oh, Tina. Dude. Did I ever send you the website Tina made? Oh, yeah, yes, I did.
You did.
Actually, Tina, incredible. She called me right before this podcast.
Did she really?
And uh-huh. She's like, I was like, hey, my friend is about to call me and podcast with me. I've got to go. And she's like, wait, I have one question. And by the way, everyone, Tina is like one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my life. And that's why she's like a great friend of mine.
She's amazing. And that's literally why the first thing I said to you when we started podcasting was, yes, queen, it's all because of Tina.
Which is so funny because I just hung up the phone with her. It's like going full circle.
Yeah, right.
But she called me. She's like, okay. She's like, I have one question. I'm like, yeah, what's up? She's like, it's 25 degrees here. So she's living in Austin right now from San Diego. And she was like, I've been keeping my all my water on through all the faucets in the house, a slow drip.
Why?
So the pipes don't freeze. And I was like, no, Tina. I was like, you just make sure your heat is on at all times. Your heat needs to be on and then your pipes won't freeze. She's like, oh, are you sure? Are you sure? Like, I thought I had to have the water dripping out of them.
Oh.
And I was, and then I like, and as fast as she called me, she's like, okay, awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, we definitely have to have her on because even like a full 10 minutes of the episode could just be her describing her tattoos. So we got to work on that. We got to get her involved in this somehow.
Definitely. All right. Well, keep me posted. Good luck with this. And let me know what the next episodes that you release so I can keep listening.
Heck yeah. I'm going to start releasing every Thursday. So this will air on Thursday this week. I'm hoping to do them every Thursday. So, but we'll see. You know me. I'll do it when I want to do it.
All right, well, Jess.
So
I love
you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.